My guest at this time is Jessica Vaughn. She's the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies here in Washington. We want to get her thoughts on what we may very well be seeing in terms of executive action from President Obama on immigration policy now that reports have started to leak about what could be in his thinking. We also want to get her response and analysis of a report from her own organization, the Center for Immigration Studies, on the fact that many of the people who are being added to the Medicaid rolls are immigrants, some of them illegal immigrants. And Jessica, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, the big number being thrown around out there, of course, about what the president plans to do is about 4.5 million, and that number is in relation to adults whose children were either born here or have been given legal status. Essentially, the people that the president is looking to allow to stay and work legally in this country. What do you make of the fact that this seems to be at the top of his agenda?
Well, it's really shocking that carrying out an amnesty for more than 4.5 million people, it's actually a little higher than that because he's talking about expanding the previous program for the Dreamers. But it's really shocking that this is at the top of his agenda after an election in which American voters resoundingly rejected these kinds of policies and sent a message to their elected representatives that immigration enforcement of the laws we have is much more important than providing amnesty for especially such a large number of people. Even though they may have been here for a long time, in fact, most of them, that means that they have multiple violations of immigration law and sometimes criminal records, but such an expansive executive action after having taken such a shellacking in the national election and where some politicians who had voted for the Gang of Eight version of this amnesty, you know, basically got fired by voters and replaced with candidates who promised to try to stop it. You know, it's really surprising that, you know, he would move forward on something that's so unpopular and would have such a negative effect on American workers, on legal immigrants, and on public safety in our communities.
Jessica, you know what the argument's going to be. It's going to say to not pursue this policy is going to be to disrupt and separate families. And while they did come here illegally, this should not be our priority. Our priority should be getting criminals and gang members and those sorts of illegal immigrants off the streets, not ripping apart families. So they're clearly going to play a kind of a sympathetic talking point here. How do you rebut that?
The only thing separating these families is their choice to be here illegally. ICE doesn't separate families. If someone is deported, and I think it's really important to mention now that most of the people who are getting deported by ICE now are people who have been convicted of a felony or a series of misdemeanors or who have been deported multiple times. So these, you know, but there's nothing stopping their families from returning to their home countries with them. In many cases, the U.S. citizen children they have were born here to illegal parents. They haven't been here a long time. We're talking about small children. They don't have meaningful ties to this country. The best thing for them to do is to accompany their family member back to their home country and, you know, get on with their lives. People, I think, are very sympathetic to living conditions in other countries, but the answer is not to just let everyone come here regardless of our laws, because we have Americans who are out of work who in those very same kinds of jobs. And we also have 4.5 million people waiting their turn to come in through our legal immigration system who've been sponsored by U.S. citizens or American companies who need their skills. And those people should have first access to being able to live here legally because they've played by the rules. And, you know, there has to be a limit on the number of people that our communities can accommodate realistically.
Jessica, two quick follows before we get to your own report on the Medicaid expansion. First of all, the one tactic we're hearing a lot about from the Republican side, particularly on the more conservative Republican side, is the power of the purse. We've got a major funding bill that's due before or on December 11th. And folks are saying, particularly if the president goes ahead and announces this executive action prior to that point, then there should be a defunding of either any funding for immigration policy or for the departments that would enforce it, that sort of thing, Others say that's a recipe for public opinion swinging the other way because it smacks of another government shutdown. What do you advocate the Congress to do if, in fact, the president does this?
Congress clearly needs to keep the president on a very short leash because of what he is planning is most definitely something that is beyond his authority and certainly contrary to congressional intent and public opinion. So they need to use whatever authority they have to, I mean, really, Congress has the authority to make immigration laws, but if they have to use their funding authority to keep the president from doing something that would be such a mistake for our country, I think the public would back the members of Congress who do that. And I think it would actually be a bipartisan group of lawmakers who would say that, look, you know, it's really our role to decide what to do about immigration policy and, you know, not the president's authority to wave his wand and, you know, make up immigration law as he goes along.
What's your reaction to the president's call from last week saying, look, I'm going to do this, but hey, if Congress wants to pass a different reform bill that would supersede this, then go right ahead. There's really nothing to worry about my executive action then.
Well, unfortunately, that's not how our democracy works. The president doesn't get to say, I'm going to do this. Catch me if you can, you know, pass your own law to overturn it. That would also be unfair to the people that he's dangling this amnesty in front of and saying, okay, I'm going to give you amnesty. I'm going to make Congress take it away from you. Yeah, that's just political gamesmanship and not really a serious approach to reforming immigration law, which I think everybody agrees could use some tweaking. The big problem is we don't agree on how to do it, and Congress needs a chance to arrive at a compromise. It's not appropriate for the president to just try to impose his will on the Congress and on the American public.
All right, let's move on to your report now, just released this morning. The report suggests that 42% of new Medicaid signups from 2011 to last year were from immigrants and their U.S.-born children. The report suggests that includes legal and illegal immigrants. What's the breakdown there?
We don't know exactly, and part of the reason is because there are so many people in this kind of limbo-like status because of presidential amnesties and deferred action programs who have been living here illegally. They don't qualify for a green card, but they are allowed to get a work permit and a Social Security number, so states will enroll them in health care programs. So that's how a lot of illegal aliens are able to access these programs. But a lot of the jump in Medicaid is because when people are living here illegally, they have kids under our Constitution. Anyone born here is a U.S. citizen, so they can sign their children up for these health care plans and, you know, get subsidized medical coverage or even, you know, sometimes completely cost-free health insurance at taxpayers' expense. And I don't think anybody denies that these people need assistance and, you know, are qualified for social services, but it does indicate that a lot of the immigrants that we have been accepting and a lot of the people that we've been giving legal status to are not able to be self-sufficient. And the main reason for that is that, you know, our country does not have a labor shortage, so wages are not going up, so they're going to become dependent on government programs like Obamacare. And that means that any huge executive action or amnesty or increases in legal immigration is going to be costly for taxpayers. It's just, you know, as the great economist Milton Friedman said, you can't have a welfare state and open immigration at the same time because there will be more people using the services than are contributing to them in taxes. So that's, you know, the folly of such a mass immigration policy based on just allowing anyone to come.
Jessica, last question. I take you back to, I believe, September 2009, the president's joint session of Congress address on health care, and this is one of the more famous or infamous, depending on how you look at it, moments that played out.
There are also those who claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally.
The You Lie moment from Joe Wilson. Does this report mean Joe Wilson was right?
It's not so much our report that shows he was right, but I think other reports that have shown that the federal government has not properly screened people who are accessing these new healthcare programs. And that is what's enabling people who are here illegally or to get direct access to these subsidies and to other programs. They don't have the mechanisms in place to check people for whether they're here legally or not. And again, these programs like the Amnesty for the Dreamers, where they make people temporarily legal, and one of the benefits of that is that they can sign up for this stuff, they can get driver's licenses, social security numbers, and the whole gamut of benefits that are available to Americans and legal immigrants.
Jessica,
that's what's driving a lot of the growth in these programs.
Jessica, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Jessica Vaughn is the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.